The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined. It's often said there is something magical about Christmas. It has a fairy tale quality to it. Christmas lights, candles, and other decorations certainly enliven this, the darkest time of the year. The gentle twinkling lights fill the sacred space and instill in us a gasping wonder. We have felt very fortunate to have been in Bern this year and to see this lovely city decorated for Christmas. The festive atmosphere lifts the spirits and draws us deeper into the mystery of Christmas. On Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, there is something tangible in the air, a sense of expectation, a sense of hope, a sense of promise. However, the greatest thing about Christmas is that it is celebrating a real event, not an imaginary one. And that should lift the spirits more than anything else. Because behind the birth of Jesus, which we celebrate today, lies the greatest truth we shall ever encounter, that the God who made us, the God who made the universe, is this same God who loves us more than we can imagine. That's why he sent Jesus to tell us of his love, to tell us that we are loved, that we're part not of a cosmic accident, nor of a fairy tale, but the greatest love story ever told. As the carol puts it, how silently, the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. The message of the angels to the shepherds that first Christmas night was a message of peace and goodwill. We so desperately need that peace in our troubled world. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the shadow of death, on them has the light shined. So if amid the festivities of Christmas this year, we're weighed down by doubt, by worries, pain or anxiety, let this profound message of Christ reach deep into our hearts, that we're loved, infinitely, gloriously, and wonderfully loved, that nothing will come between us and the love of God. Being embraced by divine love is the most glorious thing, which can lift the spirits more than anything else. And there are many in our community who are in desperate need of human care and compassion this Christmas. Our brothers and sisters in Christ in many Middle Eastern countries have this past year endured persecution and death. Many have had to leave their homes. The people of Aleppo in Syria have endured unimaginable pain and suffering in recent months. They are all God's children. They are all loved by him. As that well-known carol puts it, yet with the woes of sin and strife, the world has suffered long. Beneath the angel strain have rolled 2,000 years of wrong. And man at war with man hears not the love song that they bring. Oh, hush the noise, ye men of strife, and hear the angels sing. So as you share Christmas with family and friends, spare also a thought for those for whom this is a time of loss and sadness, of isolation or illness, and reach out to share the blessings that God has poured out on his world. For where there is sadness, loss, or unfairness, Christ comes. Where there is pain, isolation, or injustice, Christ comes. He comes through you and me. He calls us to share the love and to spread the blessings. This year, the Anglican Diocese of Europe has asked its churches to support the work of St. John's Church in Casablanca. The church only seats 100 people, but it's bursting at the seams with a congregation of 200. And Bishop Robert, the Anglican bishop, writes, "I would be thrilled if the diocese could raise a significant sum to help them on their way. St. John's in Casablanca is a church of historical significance, operating under special conditions in a majority Muslim country with an extensive ministry to sub-Saharan migrants." So as we remember with awe and wonder the love of God shown in his coming amongst us in a child born in a manger, let us remember those who need our help. Earlier today, we had our crib service when our children and our young people focused on this wonderful story of Christ's birth. And it reminded me of a story of the parish church that saved up for years to buy a new nativity set. It was beautiful. It was ornate and special. And everyone in the parish was proud of it. It had taken years to acquire because the parish was not wealthy. But finally, they managed to buy the Bambino, the Christ child, to really finish it off. The vicar, with great pride, took a visitor to see the new nativity set on St. Stephen's Day. But when they got there, they found that someone had taken the Christ child. They heard the door of the latch of the church door, and so he encouraged his visitor to stand behind a pillar to see if the thief might come back and take more. As they watched, open-mouthed, a small boy pushed a wheelbarrow up the aisle to the crib. On arrival, he took the Christ child and placed it in the manger and was heard to say, "There, I told you that if I got a wheelbarrow for Christmas, you would be the first to ride in it." Children often understand the Christmas story better than we do. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined. Amen.